In this bulletin, a man has been pulled alive from the rubble of a destroyed Kharkiv office building as shelling continues in the Ukrainian city. Voting underway in the elections for Timor-Leste and South Australia. And in sport, Australia is hoping to book a place in the Women's World Cup semi-finals in their match against India at Auckland's Eden Park. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed his calls for Russia to participate meaningfully in peace talks. The president says Ukraine has always offered solutions for peace and wanted honest negotiations on peace and security without delay. The two sides have been involved in discussions for weeks with no sign of a breakthrough. Meanwhile, in Kharkiv, at least one person has been killed and another 11 injured after Russian shelling hit the city's Academy of Public Administration. The academy's flagship building was almost entirely razed to the ground and surrounding buildings sustained heavy damage, giving rescuers a complex task of searching the entire neighbourhood for survivors. Chief of Fire and Rescue Department of Kharkiv, Volodymyr Gorybakov, says one man was found alive and unharmed under 10 feet of rubble.
We worked all day today to rescue him. He was buried under overlapping sections of ceilings at a significant depth. But with the help of our rescuers, we dug a hole and pulled him out.
Polls have opened in Timor-Leste as Asia's youngest nation holds its fifth presidential election since independence. There are 16 presidential hopefuls, including former resistance fighter and incumbent president Francisco Luolo Guterres, as well as independence figure and Nobel laureate José Ramos Horta and a former Catholic priest. While the nation's independence figures still dominate the field, for the first time there are also four female candidates, including Deputy Prime Minister Armanda Berta dos Santos. Back in Australia, voting is also continuing in the South Australian state election. The leaders of the major parties in South Australia have now cast their votes. About 1 million people are expected to vote on Saturday, and an estimated 300,000 residents have already cast an early ballot or applied for a postal vote. Opposition leader Peter Malinauskas thinks the South Australian election will be tight, but Premier Stephen Marshall has tipped a clear result as both leaders made a final pitch for votes. Voting continues until 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, with special COVID-19 measures in place across almost 700 polling places. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has again addressed allegations of bullying amid reports the late Senator Kimberley Kitching was ostracised by other members of the party. Senator Kitching died suddenly of a heart attack on March 10th this year at age 52. Mr. Albanese said he had not received any complaints about bullying from Ms. Kitching before her death and that there were processes in place to deal with complaints that were being followed. He said the Labor Party was mourning the Senator's passing and it was not appropriate or constructive to be talking about Ms. Kitching in this way so soon after her death.
Kimberley Kitching was a fierce and committed and passionate political advocate, whether it be in the Senate or in the Labor Party. She was someone who was not backward about coming forward, and that is one of the reasons why it's a great tragedy that she has departed too soon. But it's a tragedy particularly for her family and friends, and I know they're hurting right now.
The ongoing claims about bullying have raised questions that the allegations are an oversimplification of factional conflicts that exist within the ALP. To sport, and Meg Langing has won the toss on Saturday at Auckland's Eden Park and will unleash pace talent Darcy Brown on India as Australia looks to book a place in the World Cup semi-finals. Brown comes in for Annabelle Sutherland as the only change to the Australian lineup that defeated West Indies by 7 wickets in their last outing. Australia are chasing a fifth straight win to seal their position in the last four. India are the last side to beat Australia at the Women's World Cup, dumping the world number ones out of the 2017 tournament with an upset semi-final victory. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 28. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, much the same, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, also cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.